Somebody give him a praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift you up. To give them glory. Looking for an opportunity to give them praise. In this place. Thank you, Lord. Goodness on one side, mercy on the other. Your angels surrounding us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't necessarily buy into the idea that even when the pastor or preacher comes up here that it's about him. or her ultimately. It's about the Lord. Amen. We are just vehicles, vessels, conduits that he flows through. But you ought not get more excited about him than I. If I'm selling you something or trying to sell you something, then it has to work for me to be a good spokesman or salesman. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That might be the problem with a lot of Christianity today. Telling folk come to Jesus, don't see any joy on you. Oh, y'all know I ain't gonna play. I'm gonna preach this thing in the name of Jesus. Not trying to be diplomatic. I got to preach. Getting too late in the evening. Amen. Hallelujah. They might say if it isn't working for you, why do I need to take any of it or to accept it? Amen. Praise his holy name. God, help me, Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power and your glory. You know, I'm not going to try to sing. I'm not a singer, but I will sing to the glory of God anyway. I'll make a joyful noise, but on Mondays, every now and then, we'll say he keeps on. Oh, some of y'all know you're here with. Oh, God, help me, Holy Spirit. We'll say he keeps on blessing me. Over and over again. Then somebody might chime in. He keeps on making a way. See, she's trying to start something. Over and over again. I wonder, is that your testimony that he keeps on blessing you over and over and over again? Well, the enemy fought me on getting here today, but by the grace of God, I made it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And my subject today is about being strong, or is to be strong. And I thought it somewhat ironic because I said, well, I'm going to have to solicit prayer for my strength. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God has it all in control. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. And I know it's Pastor's Appreciation Month, and most of the time we don't share, but I thank God that somebody had the mercy and grace to ask me today to share, because, you know, when you're used to preaching a lot and then you distill it a while and reduce it, and, you know, every chance you get, you're welcome if the Lord leads. Amen. Amen. For about 20-some years, I preached just about every Sunday. Amen. Every now and then I'd have somebody else come in, but for the most part, 20 years preaching every Sunday, including fifth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the break, but when the opportunity presents itself, we're ready by the grace of God. Amen. So it's Pastor's Appreciation Month, and we thank God for the pastors. Amen, and all that they do, praise God. But I want to get right into the word. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, thank you, Lord, because y'all have already put me on the clock. See, I want to say the worship. Y'all don't start until the worship's over. Don't start timing me till the worship's over, because we still worshiping. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. But I can read in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Some folk, hell, you know, they bilingual. They can do Spanish and, you know, Deutsch and English and all the same. Well, I can't do all that, but I can read the Spirit. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey God, hallelujah. Now, I don't like to come out speaking in another language because that's not really preaching, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is in this place. Thank you, God. Anybody want to be strong in the Lord today? Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I was thinking about the ladies yesterday having the service that they had, and such a blessed program, I understand, or gathering. Amen. And it went concomitant with what I was going to share today, meaning to a lesser degree, they are similar. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to talk about how those unknown folk, those people who think they might be insignificant, can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Doesn't matter your pedigree, your background, your history, if you will. If you want to serve God and you're serious about serving Him, you too can be strong in the Lord. Hey, God. And in the power of His strength or His might. I dare you to say, be strong, be strong. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The scripture says faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So nothing wrong with saying it every now and then. Matter of fact, the Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. Isn't it curious that folk that open up their mouths everywhere else? Oh, y'all got the right one today, you know. Talkative, loquacious as they can be everywhere else, but in the house of God. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. It's problematic for them to wax vociferous. But the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know they say quiet as a church mouse. But we ain't mice or mouse in here. Praise His holy name. Woo, God. Hallelujah. And it says, let everything that have breath. I believe the mice or the mouse might praise Him. You just don't hear them. Amen. Praise God. They're too busy running from us if they're around. But hallelujah. Everything that's breathing ought to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I want to move, but someone watching those football games yesterday, now we have to wait till today. Some big college football fan. The team scored, man. They were loud, excited. But no football team can do you like the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I know Dion and them having a time right now, but they can't do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. 1 Samuel 17, 41 through 47. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I dull that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. And said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name. All right, Sheila, you gotta calm it down. Now you're gonna make me happy back there, but I come to thee in the name. Great God Almighty. I can pause right there. Are you coming with a sword and a spear? But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. He's not just the Lord, but he's the Lord of hosts. Meaning he has angelic assistance. Good God Almighty. The God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. Talk on, David. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Ephesians 6:10, you know, as we turn now, and I know this isn't conventional to have conversations between scriptures, but it's curious to me that David talked a little trash. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with talking trash to the devil. You don't have to talk trash to one another, but every now and then, you've got to let the devil know he don't run anything but his mouth. Doesn't run anything up in here, nothing but his mouth. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. The Bible says he's just a liar. Praise his holy name. You know, the devil wants to get you timid.
That's right.
And painted in a corner. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. But you need to come out swinging today in the name of the Lord. Paul said, Ephesians 6:10, Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Subject again is, title if you will, be strong. Hallelujah. In the Lord, though not in and of yourselves. I thought about it, how leadership needs to be strong. We're celebrating, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. We're celebrating Pastors Appreciation Month. And you know, leaders, we just have to be strong.
That's right.
Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't scared. I'm going to preach this thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Because the matter of fact, they tell Jeremiah, don't be afraid. God told them of their faces. Hallelujah. Because folk not going to always like what the leader has to say if he or she is preaching the word of God. Oh, come on, someone. And he or she is going to have to be strong enough to endure it. Amen. They used to say something like this, God don't want no. That was the song. That was the song. God don't want no coward soldier. Oh, come on now. Every time the dust starts flying, you running. Hallelujah. No, you got to be strong in the Lord.
That's right. Come on.
Nobody else walking with you. Walking by yourself. Because God didn't ultimately cause you to please folk. He called you to please him. And if they are right, your pleasing him will please them. Good God Almighty. Amen. You know, it used to be, y'all probably could relate to, this. Used to be an old movie out in it called Ghostbuster. But there was a refrain every now and then that came out, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Well, we've got to be that way even when it comes to the congregants. Oh, God, y'all don't like me. Get mad if you want to. You'll get over it. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Still have to speak the truth. In love.
Amen. There you go.
Hallelujah. With the motivation being, I don't want to see you devastated and destroyed by the enemy. Brother was saying, how did God show his love for Jacob and his hatred for Esau? Said, have you ever thought about it? He said, if you look at Esau's life, it looked pretty good. God seemed to bless him. He seemed blessed. He went out and he got a family and he acquired a lot of things. And you never see God really dealing with Esau. But you saw God dealing with Jacob. He said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. He said, what was the sign that God loved Jacob but yet he hated Esau? He said, well, you never saw God dealing with Esau. He said that was the sign that he hated him because he never dealt with him. See, God chastens those. If he's not dealing with you, then it might be he set you aside. But if you're his child, then he goes, walk with you and talk with you, but he's going to operate on you at the same time. God help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we think a smooth path means God is on our side. No, it might mean he's allowed you and left you to your own devices. Oh, but when you got to go through, and you don't understand why, but he brings you out on the other side day by day, then you can rest assured that he loves you because he chastens whom he loves. And he's not doing it because he's a mean father. He's trying to conform us to the image of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we need to be strong enough to tell folk the truth.
Amen.
Because the truth will set them free ultimately. Amen. I say three things true ministry is predicated upon. Revelation. If a man or woman is leading people, he or she ought to have some revelation from God. Y'all bear with me, but we got, I say it on Monday all the time, we have enough information. We need revelation. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Anybody can read, well, just about anybody can read a book, though we don't, many of us. But anybody can read a book about something. But what is it saying to your spirit? What is God revealing unto you? Amen. Come on now. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things God had prepared for those who love him. But God reveals them unto us by the Spirit. Some of us have heads full of information, but no sanctification. That's because you don't have any revelation. You know it in theory, but it hasn't become a part of your life. Oh, God, help me. And faith without works, well, I'm preaching already, is dead. Hallelujah. Need revelation. Oh, God. If the Bible doesn't come alive, you aren't making it alive. If the Spirit's not breathing on it, it's just information. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! God, help me. But we need revelation. Say, be strong. So the minister has to preach from revelation, the leader does. Then there's explication, meaning an explanation of that revelation. And yes, explication is a word. But an explanation of that revelation, God will give it to the leader. And then there's dissemination, where he shares what God has given to him or her. Amen. But no revelation, no dissemination. If you aren't seeing anything, you can't tell anybody anything. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And the only way to get revelation is to walk with God. To spend time with God. Amen. Praise God. I'm not saying you can't extract some time from other folk and what they have put out there. But man, you've got to spend some time in the bosom of the Lord. Moses, you want the Ten Commandments or you want the commandments? Come on up to this mountain. Spend 40 days fasting and praying. And when you come back, you're going to have revelation and the glory is going to light upon your life. Amen. I want to move. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Say, be strong. I'm talking to myself now. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Too much information and not enough revelation. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I asked my wife, I said, you know, the Lord mentioned to me, we got all this praise and worship. 24/7. America's so blessed with music and preaching. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on every week on various channels, every day, TikTok and Facebook, everywhere. All kinds of ministry, perpetually. And yet, are we changing anything? What kind of efficacy are we having on the world around us? You would think there would be so much glory. Amen. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I mean, always worshiping, always praising. Man, there ought to be some glory everywhere. Oh, y'all don't like the truth here, but I'm preaching right. And God's retort to me or his response when I asked why that was the case, he said, simply because folk ain't practicing. Folk are not practicing what they're preaching. Oh, y'all. Amen. They worshiping when things are good. But let something fall on their toe. Well, the same folk that watch you worship when the things were good are watching you when the item or object falls on your toe. How you gonna act then?
Come on now.
Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! But you're gonna have to be strong even in the midst of the pain because somebody's watching you. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't like this. We don't like this, no. Well, Pastor, nobody's perfect, that's true. Well, don't come up here then. Don't mean you have to be perfect, but understand what the Bible said. And I get so tired of hearing extra biblical analysis as to what a leader is. We make it up as we go. Kind of like America. Amen. But one of the qualifications in 1 Timothy 3 will tell you. He should be blameless. Don't mean perfect, but what it means is he ought to be able to keep his mouth. She ought to be able to keep her mouth when things get rough. Hallelujah. Got to be strong. If some of them struggling before they get up here, say, baby, you just ain't ready yet. Oh, y'all don't like the truth. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Because we have to be strong. And so I'm going to move off leadership, but it starts with us. Amen. And folk don't say anything, but they get upset sometimes when we try to put it, and I don't mean this church, but in general, when the leadership try to tell you something, and they don't seem to be living it themselves. I'm with you. Amen. And I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to let you in on a secret too. A lot of leadership don't like me because I hold leadership accountable. Amen. Praise God. Don't care how good you preach, how you're living. Care how anointed you say you are, how you're living. Folk want to see an example. Sirs, we would see Jesus. How much Jesus are you projecting? Amen. And amen. Praise God. I just want to tell those others who, again, might feel insignificant that you can be strong in the Lord. Understand something today. They used to say folk don't have a heaven. Y'all like to say that. Nor a hell to put you in. And nor can they stop you. I'll add this. From being strong in the Lord. Folk can't preclude you from being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. They'll tell you, you aren't ready. And I'll look back and say, you are? Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Or ask, you are? Praise God. Don't let anybody put you in a box. Be strong. Okay. God Almighty. You don't have to like me, but I can still be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. No popularity contest. Great God Almighty. And so I see something even in this church. I saw it last week. The young lady read a scripture, new member. God bless her. Vanessa was superintending the program yesterday. And all the women that contributed, I ain't trying to leave anybody out, but I'm talking about people who will take the reins now that may not have a few months ago. Praise God. Jan's over there. She works with the young folk. And I thought we're going to preach Wednesday night on the prayer line. Amen. Praise God. But she has revelation. Spending time in the presence of God. And that was a time for dissemination. She was going to spread what God had given her. And I'm trying to tell those folk and those who might be like them, it's your time to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't let them cancel you because of your history, as if they don't have one. Good God. It might be that your history is what qualifies you. Because he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And those who are forgiven of much, that's what the word says. They love much. And it might be you can tell somebody, he did it for me. I know he can do it for you. If he's got to reach way down, he'll reach way down and pick you up. Can I get a witness that if it has to reach way down, my God. Hallelujah. Some of us weren't even aware how low we were. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, cries out hallelujah. God help me, Holy Ghost. I thank God for saving me. Came by to tell somebody, don't matter what you look like, matter what you feel like, God may be dealing with you today and he's telling you to be strong in him. Again, folk will try to counsel you sometimes. Doesn't take all that. I'm about to move, but it doesn't take all that. I thought about that with regard to education. We never say that, and we shouldn't. You know, somebody said, well, I've got my bachelor's. I'm going towards my master's. And I'm going to work hard and achieve that, and I might even get my PhD. We like, go on. By dint of hard work, you can make it. However, I want to go deeper in God. Well, I guess that's all right. Almost discouraging people. What's more important, education or the glory of God? Get your education. But don't stop short of being everything that God would have you to be. Folk will say it doesn't take all that. Just say for you. That's your response. You're right. Got that right. Doesn't take all that for you, but excuse me while I give them all. Whew. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Kept my car from turning over. I've got to give them all I have. As my wife said, kept my body from being infected with cancer. Kept COVID from killing me. I got to give him glory. Whew. Good God Almighty. Whew. Hallelujah. So you go on and be strong. And as the brother said last week, he was talking about deep things and new things. And hallelujah, God is trying to do a new thing and a deep thing, not a surface thing, not a casual thing, but the Spirit's moving and he's trying to bring forth the deep things of God. And I know some folks say, well, we don't need the deep thing. Well, the Bible, well, you don't need the Spirit. Because the Bible said the Spirit searches the deep things of God and reveals those things unto us. See, we listen to foolishness. Oh, God, I'm about finished. He ain't really got to the but I'm about finished. All right. I said on Monday night, sometime there are two camps in church. There's the carnal Christian and there's the spiritual Christian. Now, I know carnal Christian should be oxymoronic, but it's not. In other words, one should cancel out the other, but it doesn't. And all a carnal Christian is a Christian that's about the flesh. Want me to break it down? More excited about football than God. Amen. Praise his holy name. See, with me, I talk football, but football's an afterthought. It doesn't take precedence over God. You really want to hear me talk? Start talking about the goodness of God. Carnal Christian, one that says it doesn't take all that. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. And I'm looking at them saying, it may not take all that, but I need more than what you got. Hey, I told you I'm ready today now. I need more than what you have, because if all I'm going to get is what you have, don't have much. But this joy, y'all don't hear me, that I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. It's joy in the morning. Joy in the evening. Joy even when the sun goes down. I feel them here. It's joy when I have $1,000 in the bank account. But it's joy when I have $10 to my name. That's the kind of joy that God gives me. So you keep your sophistication and let me embrace my jubilation. He's good. And he's worthy to be praised. Amen, praise. Praise his holy name. So don't let anybody dissuade you or discourage you. Be strong, young folk. Some of you may not be young, but you're young in your endeavors with the Lord. God, and don't let these folk that's been sitting around not doing anything. Oh, y'all don't have to. God, help me. It may be the last time. I don't know, but I'm going to preach anyway. God, help me, Holy Ghost. They not doing anything, but soon as you try to do something, they got a problem. Well, maybe you weren't anointed to do everything. Can I get on the drum? No, let me leave that on. Maybe God has sent some help. Maybe God has sent somebody to hold up your hands. Maybe God wants you on the left and him or her on the right. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And often we pray for help until it comes. God, help me, Holy Ghost. But if God sent you somewhere and is telling you to do something, just be strong. I ain't saying faith, because God's got a way of opening a door for you. But what I am saying is don't let them discourage you and tell you that's not your calling, because they ain't ready for it. Oh, you just got to stand still and watch God work. Because I'm trying to tell you, God will open a door that no man can shut. Just be strong. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Be strong. Well, you know you don't do it the right way. You aren't as articulate as we. You don't know church protocol the way we do. That's why God sent them. Because he might need an inarticulate person. But him or he or she spends awesome time in the presence of God. See, you're really good at talking to people, but they are good at talking to God. Hallelujah. And maybe the reason God didn't allow them to become too articulate is because they become too engaged with other folk. He said, I don't want you to be so engaged with the world. Come on and talk with me. And when you come back, you'll come back with revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Be strong.
Be strong.
Amen. Nobody going to have to escort me out, I hope, today. But I told you I had to be strong myself. Though, even those whom others have marginalized. Amen. You can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you're to be strong in the Lord. That's the thing. Not in your own strength, but in the Lord, in his power, in his strength.
That's right.
So a whole lot of folk who think they're strong are not really strong. Not to God. Oh, Lord. God, do I have some kind of instrumentality I can play, you know, doom, doom, something like that? Because I'm preaching right. Amen. I mean, they think they're strong, but they aren't necessarily strong in the Lord.
Right, right.
Oh. They rely on their education. Their education, and say, that's what makes me strong. That's good for the world. But it doesn't make you stronger in the kingdom. My best friend has his PhD. He's been a dean of a Bible college. He said, what I teach, the way I teach sermons and the way I teach people to preach, I don't even use it myself. But he teaches it. He says, because when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of me, all that's out the window. God, help me, Holy Ghost. So you're to be strong in the Lord, not in your own strength, not in your own education, not in your own mental acuity. Be strong in the Lord. Nobody really cares how many degrees you have in the kingdom. It's how much glory are you wearing. How much God permeates and inundates your life. Whoo, because the education is not going to heal anybody. But a manifestation of the glory when it flows through you or me or you or I, it will heal from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can't be intimidated or thinking that, and we can't be coerced into thinking strength is just because somebody has more information.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with that, but it's more about God and your consecration. Amen. I know I get in trouble. I get in trouble because, come on, doc, your PhD, you know, doctor so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and bishop to the umph degree. Amen. Thank God for your credentials. But have you been saved? Have you been born again? Have you been filled with fire from on high? Does he walk with you? God, help me, Holy Ghost. I've been in church a long time, and I know that stuff doesn't really matter because I know a whole lot of folk who possess it. Amen. Amen. But they're strong from an intellectual standpoint, but that doesn't make them strong in the Lord. And then they're strong, y'all not going to like this, physically. In the church, yeah. They're bullies in the church. Oh, y'all don't like me. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if they can't whoop you with the tongue, they'll whoop you with the flesh. Amen, or intimidate you. Amen. Better do what I tell you to do. God, kind of hell, you afraid not to do it. But you know what? Every now and then, you just need to be strong enough to say, I don't feel like it. Amen. I'm going to take a break today and get mad or angry if you want. You'll get over it. Hallelujah, God is good.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen. You don't want me bothering you when you don't feel like being bothered, but I'm supposed to be Johnny on the spot. When you have a scratch that needs to, an itch that needs to be scratched, the devil is a liar. Amen. Praise his holy name. But we just going to have to be strong and overcome that.
That's right.
Amen. And be strong in the Lord. So just because I'm strong physically, I'm strong intellectually, doesn't mean I'm strong in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Ooh. And the converse is, Sister Sheila and I are both loud, so I'm including myself. Some of us are loud, so the Bible said make a joyful noise. But just because you're the loudest one in the church, I'm including self, doesn't mean that you're strong in the Lord. Now, those who are strong in the Lord, they learn how to lean and depend on him and say, I can't even walk except he holds my hand. And the reason I'm loud is because he picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. And I try to be quiet, but Jeremiah said it's like fire. That doesn't make me strong. It makes me grateful. It's just a sign that I'm grateful for all that he's done.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. And I'm not ashamed to own his name. I wonder today, do I have anybody in here who isn't ashamed to praise his name? You know he picked you up. You know he made a way out of no way. You know he delivered you. Give him praise.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And folk not going to necessarily get that with their intellect. But you don't know like I know what he's done for me. Be strong in the Lord. So how is one, as I close, prepare to close, how is one made strong in the Lord? You humble yourself. The Bible say, under his mighty hand, and he will exalt you in due time. Paul says, when I'm weak, then am I strong. So I humble myself, and God will make me strong. God, I am intelligent, but I'm not relying on that. God, I do have some physical strength, but that's not where my hope is. Lord, all my hope and all my trust, it's in you. Lord, I can speak all right, but I need for you to get in my words. Lord, I might know how to maneuver around this, but won't you be my guide? I learned how to lean and depend on you. And again, I can't even walk except you hold my hand. God, I need you every hour. I need you at Food Lion. I need you in my car. I need you when I'm lying down. I need you. God, give me strength. Say again, be strong. Hallelujah. In the Lord now, not in your own strength. Come on now. We talked about it Monday night, how a man's spirit helps his infirmity. If you're strong in the Lord and his spirit's in you, every now and then the spirit will leak out, if you will, and go to the sickness and start healing it without your having to go to a doctor. Hallelujah. Because he's a healer in the midst of your pain. God, help me. She got under the issue. Caught under the, say it again, be strong. Hallelujah. In the Lord now, in the Lord, not in my own strength. Good God, seek her under the issue. Come on now. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up on wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Won't he renew your strength? If you wait on him, if you lean and depend on him, he'll give you brand new strength. Strength for Monday, strength for Tuesday, strength for Wednesday, strength all week long. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Reading so many tired by Wednesday, you just stop depending on God and you're depending on yourself. But he'll walk with you all week long. Thank you, Lord. One more time, just say, be strong.
Be strong.
But you have to depend on him. So David, praise God, is our exemplar. He's our example here. As I close, David is strong in his God and in the power of his might. I asked God, I said, God, there's no record of David having an epiphany, if you will. In other words, nothing to say when David was a little boy, God appeared to him or his mother. I said, where did his faith come from when he was out there fighting a bear and a lion? And God retorted to me, he said, none of that happened. He said, I simply chose him. And the reason he could be strong was because he was chosen. What did anybody here know? You've been chosen. I might not be all that and a bag of chips, Pastor Mike, but I'm chosen. And the reason I can celebrate is because he chose me. He could have chosen anybody, but he chose me. Yeah, Pastor, with all of my idiosyncrasies, all of my foibles, and all of my weaknesses, he chose me. You know what? He chose me, and I wouldn't have chosen myself. Well, I wouldn't have chosen myself, but he looked beyond our faults, saw our needs. I may not be all that, but I am chosen. Come on now. Yeah, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a chosen generation. Look at somebody, oh, just look straight ahead and say, I'm chosen. See, that should make you strong. Now, God chose you from the foundation of the world. So I know they're crazy, but I'm going to bring them in. I know they're wild, but I'm going to bring him or her in. I've been chosen. Come on now. That's why you can say whatever you want to say about me, but in the end, add chosen. He wild, but he chosen. He sweats, but he chosen. He loud, but he is chosen. Oh God, help me, Holy God. This ad chosen. And that should make you feel strong. When you know you've been chosen by God. When he could have chosen anybody else, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he chose you. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen. I've chosen you. That ought to make you feel strong today. Hallelujah. They may not choose you, but God, he has chosen you. Say yeah if you understand. Woo! That makes me feel all right. Hallelujah. I could be dead and lying in my grave, but because he chose me, made every enemy behave, chosen. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I could be in the world without God, but he chose me. Could have committed suicide, but he chose me. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Anybody glad that you've been chosen? Pastor, all the operations haven't stopped you because you've been chosen. Somebody who hadn't been chosen couldn't keep on going, but through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. That ought to make you feel strong. Amen. Glory to God. And God's not going to let anything happen to you without his permission. Yeah. And the same God that allows it is the same God that will bring you out of it. Hallelujah. When you're chosen, you can walk through a fiery furnace and come out untorched. When you're chosen, you can go through a lion's den and just lay your head on the lion's lap because God's got you. Do you know you've been chosen? David wasn't special. He was just chosen. This average demeanor hadn't been trained. Oh God, help me. Matter of fact, that's what Saul said. I can't let you fight the Philistine because you haven't been trained. He's been trained since he was a youth, but you have no training. David said in retrospect, I may not have been trained in the natural, but I'm chosen. And see, I haven't been trained in the natural, but he trained me in the spirit. See, because I got a testimony. Other folks scared, but I ain't scared. He said, because I remember how God delivered me from a bear and a lion. And the same God that delivered me from the bear and the lion will deliver me from this giant. Because I've been chosen and I'm strong. So David, praise God, hears that Goliath is defying the army of Israel. Amen. Thank you, Avante. Because that would be something that rises up in you when you hear folk talking about your God. Amen. Like Sister Sheila said, here I am. I'm a witness. Amen. When they say, ain't nothing to your God, you ought to be somewhere saying, I'm a witness. Wait a minute. That's your opinion. But I know what God can do. I know how he heals colon cancer. I know how he heals prostate cancer. I know how he heals all kinds of sickness and disease. So wait a minute. God, help me. I know how he regulates diabetes. Come on now. Woo, glory to God. So David hears the giant going out there telling folk. What he gonna do to God's folk? He said, what? Did I hear that right? And they tried to talk David out of, you know, David, you need to be quiet. Just like folk today. Again, they ain't doing nothing. Don't want you to do nothing. Hallelujah. And David hearing the giant is defying the army of Israel, and then the people say, well, you know, the king said, if a person goes out to fight Goliath, not only does he defeat Goliath, but there's going to be some reward. David said, wait a minute. Not only do I get to defend my God, but I'm going to have some blessings. Amen. I'm about finished. We shouldn't serve God for the blessings. But blessings come subsequent to serving him. I wouldn't serve a God who didn't bless me every now and then. Amen. So he blesses us. We aren't to be preoccupied. But won't he bless you? Because some of y'all are living a whole lot better now than you were a while ago. Won't it bless you? Good God Almighty. Amen. And let me put a prophetic word out there for some of y'all. Because you're chosen, if you stay strong, the best is yet to come. Speak, Lord, thy servant here. Amen. David's out there and he hears that and he said, okay, I'll fight him. Goliath said, send me one. And David said, I'll be the one. Saul said, and his brother said, go on back. What you doing? You ain't able to fight him. And Saul, the king, said, no, David, you can't go out there and fight him again. You aren't equipped. David rehearses his testimony to Saul. David said, I'll whip him for the army of Israel. He defied my God. And I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in God. And in the power of his might. Isn't it interesting, that little boy, so to speak, teenager, if you will, no credentials, no, he just, you couldn't deter him. Goliath was about 10 feet tall. And I thought about that, I'm like, now David, he average height, because Saul was tall, but they say that David was about average. He got to look up and talk all that trash. Amen. He just looking, but he talking. And it says that the other soldiers, they ran when Goliath presented himself. All that talking, but when the battle got hot, they started to run. But give me an Avante. Give me a Jan. To say, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm crazy enough to believe we're well able to overcome it. I'm crazy enough to believe that God will sustain me if I take my kids out of school and he'll provide so I can pour into them the things of God. Be strong. David said, wait a minute, I'll go against them. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he runs towards Goliath. I'm going to give you a truncated version. And I asked my wife, I said, have you ever thought about if he talked about what God will do? Why didn't David just go hide behind a rock and pray and say, God, you knock him down? He had faith that God would fight his battle. Why didn't David just let God do it? Pray and say, God, knock Goliath down. Well, David had the revelation that God works through people. He works through you and me.
That's right.
Amen. And it'd be more glorious for the Philistines to see that God used an ordinary boy to cut off the head of their giant. That would be such a testimony of how God uses people. Amen. And David said, wait a minute, I'm going to fight him. But God is going to fight through me. God's going to get in my hands. And God is going to get in my feet. God's going to get in my eyes so I can see right. God is going to get in my ears so I can hear right. And though I throw the stone, God's going to be in the stone. Amen. Praise God. Because it's not me fighting by myself, but it's God working through me. Anybody know that God will work through you when you humble yourself under his hand? You can sing to the glory of God when you know God is singing through you. You can pray to the glory of God when you know God will pray through you. Don't worry about your own strength, but be strong in the Lord. He said, I'm going to run up against him. And he took that old slingshot with one stone and he let it go. Praise God. And the Bible said that the stone sunk in Goliath's head and Goliath fell to the ground on his face. Now some theologians say with so much velocity on that stone, it should have knocked Goliath back. So the theologians say that David took and he slung the stone, but God knocked Goliath down. Aren't you glad this morning that you aren't fighting by yourself? That God will get in your hands, God will get in your feet, God will get in your voice, God will get in your mind. If you're strong in the Lord, there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. I'm so glad that God will empower us to do what no other power can do. Just say, be strong. I'm finished. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Talk about me, but I'm strong. Count me out, but I'm strong. Say what you want to say, but I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's why no weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Sometimes I feel like Lazarus. Put me in the grave, seal it up, count me out. I might not smell all that good, But I'm coming out when he calls my name. Be strong, God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so tired of weak, feckless, ineffective Christianity. It's time for the saints to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. The reason I can stand up here today, having worked about 13 hours last night into the morning, because I'm not standing. See, I don't preach a theory. I preach what I'm living. Amen. It's alive to me. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I just came by to drop off a note to you today to tell you to be strong. Not in your own strength, but in the Lord. And if it were a foregone conclusion that we were just strong, Paul would have never told us to be strong. That means you got to choose to be strong. Stop letting them make you cry. Be strong. Stop letting them make you feel bad about yourself. Be strong. Stop letting the devil tell you what he gonna do to you. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So you can only do it if God give you permission. And even if he give you permission, it's gonna work together for my good. Matter of fact, you can say to the devil every now and then, you sure you won't do that? Because you know he's going to bring me out. As pure gold. Amen. With every head bowed. Thank you, Lord. Every eye closed. Kind of weird and strange that God would give me that message, but I just ran with it. He validated it to me, so I'm like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to disseminate it, but I'll go as you give it to me. Again, God is not into us being weak or our being weak. He wants us to be strong in him. Amen. Strong enough to stand by your baby's bedside and rebuke the fever. Come on now. Before you can get them to Johnson Willis. Knowing that these are holy hands. Healing hands. Not because anything special about the hand. But God is in my hand. He says, as many as received him, to them gave he power or strength to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Say, be strong. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Firstly, though, to be strong in the Lord, you have to know him personally. You have to have a relationship with him. Jesus said it this way, you must be born again. The devil believes and trembles. So some folks say, I just believe in God. That in and of itself is not enough. No, have you accepted him as your Savior? And so I'm giving that invitation today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to, or Savior and Lord, and you would like to, slip up your hand and say, Pastor Tony, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure that if I were to die tonight, I would go to heaven. Even if you're wondering, even if you think you committed so many sins that God can't forgive you, maybe you want to be sure today. Slip up your hand and say, Pastor Tony, pray for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to see your hands if that's you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to make sure I'm seeing your hands. Praise God if that's you. Will you take the next step and just come up in Jesus' name? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No shame in that game. Thank you, Jesus. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, firstly, the devil is a liar.